This is the BBC.
We're back. Me and Chris are on together, and it's Bambaleo Wednesday. Three people on the phone, all saying they're ill and off work on our new quiz, but only one is telling the truth. We have to work out which one. It seems that being egged is back on as being a thing. And is Justin Bieber a criminal? Find out on Real or No Real. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so much to discuss in the time that we've been off.
Happy birthday for yesterday, firstly.
Oh, thank you very much.
And many more.
Yeah, thanks for turning up.
I know you
weren't well.
No, it's crazy because you did me an amazing birthday along with my girlfriend. You sort of teamed up, showed me a really good time. I couldn't even. God, that does sound weird, doesn't it? That was horrible, yeah. No, what? It was a lovely surprise. And I'm aware that I didn't even turn up for your birthday yesterday, which is really rubbish.
It's okay, you were ill, it's fine. We've got to discuss Friday's Comet Relief in Inuendo Bingo on BBC One. On TV at last.
An honour.
I know.
An absolute honour.
So, I mean, there were technical hitches, but we managed to get there, and I think the clips were good. Joel Dommett, of course, ripped his shirt off. Standard Dommett behaviour. But it was good. And all the people on social media that I was saying were really enjoying it, you know?
I think it was good to really get involved as well, because it's one of those things, I think we need to get straight into it. So that's why I kind of proposed a water fight from the off with Joel. And the other reason why it was really good having Joel do it is because he was really up for that as well.
Yeah, it was
so
good.
So fair play to him.
Here's a bit from Friday night on BBC One. First up, we're going to Five Live. And this is Phil Tufnell, who is listing cricket players and some of his favourite things.
Rashid or Ali. I think Rashid in English conditions for some reason just gives you a little bit of an X factor. And then I'm going to stick Broadie in. I think Broad is a top quality seam bowler. He's very, very clever, very, very skilled. I like Ball, I like Plunkett, and I like Willie.
Excellent.
There's nothing funnier than the word Willie!
The audience were incredible because they were off of sitcom audiences where everyone just goes, ha, 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 but then there's one crazy lady going, ah! And she was there, so thanks, my love, for shouting louder than everyone else on Friday night.
Also, good effort, everyone, and everyone who supported Inuendo Bingo from the start. Inuendo Bingo on BBC One.
Incredible
scene.
Come
on!
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Whoa, people are requesting really old stuff from the show today for Bambaleo Wednesday. We'll see if we can find them, but probably a lot of them have been deleted. What was the song called Backdoor Love that we used to play ages ago?
Good. There's some great requests.
Loads of stuff I don't remember.
The Ginger Kids singing Natasha Bedingfield in the car at the traffic lights. If we can find that, that is so good.
Has that been on the show?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I just forget. I've done quite a lot. Anything else? 81199. Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
It's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. What's going on?
I've got a story for you. That's what you might like.
Yes, I love stories. You can either call me or you can email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, go on then.
So, the other night, me and my boyfriend were upstairs getting ready for bed.
Do you say getting ready for bed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this too much information?
Yeah,
or can we carry on?
Because it was night time and, you know, we were in the bedroom upstairs.
Yeah. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm imagining you and your boyfriend you're in bed or about
imagining
to get into
it,
bed?
Are you
I am, yes.
You know, just walking around the bedroom, taking my makeup off, all that, you know?
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
And we suddenly heard the tiniest tap at the window, which was open.
What, like a little?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
Some nails.
How many times was it like? How many times?
One tap.
Just one tap. So
just
it was
one.
Like, what does that mean? Help.
Is your window? Well, no, that would be more like a nose, wouldn't it? Just contact with nose with the window. If someone's staring in, it would just make the one noise.
Upstairs, though.
Oh, right, yeah, so you couldn't get someone, like, upstairs, unless they had a ladder.
Could be BFG.
Right, so what was it?
So the window was open, but the curtain was closed, so I walked over to the window, and all over the floor was egg.
What?
We got egged.
You got egged?
You got egged.
Who gets egged?
Hey!
Hey!
Massive. Why are they egging your house?
We were left shocked and confused, and we didn't know why someone would do it. It wasn't even Halloween.
What have you done wrong?
Exactly, I have no idea.
Have you upset any neighbours recently?
I don't think so.
Oh no!
Come on, think back. You must have.
Well, actually, did you say your window was open?
Yeah, but did somebody just see the open window and have some eggs on them and decided
they've seen an opportunity there.
Who goes out with eggs on them to egg people?
A waste of an egg.
It is. Oh, I've got six mediums here. I might use it to throw into that window. That's weird.
Is there any evidence whatsoever? Was it duck or goose?
Definitely chicken.
Oh, chicken as well. Yeah.
Hello.
What's that? Sorry, that's not. Oh, that doesn't say anything about me.
Someone's doing well.
I forgot about the chickens.
The most common place that eggs may come from.
Is it duck or goose?
I know. What are you doing? You've been watching too many cookery shows, love.
God. Oh, no. So what's going to happen? Was it a one-off?
Just a one-off. We were too scared to look out to see if we could find a culprit, but they probably had run away straight away. We were too embarrassed. So.
It's like a drive-by egging.
Good test for the relationship, though. Who went to go downstairs and see if they could confront the person?
Oh, neither of us. We stayed up there.
Right.
Far too scared.
Also, that must be a nightmare to get out of those carpets.
Oh, God, it took so long.
I know.
Have you been egged before?
No, I have not.
You must have. You must have been egged. You've never been egged.
No, have you?
Yes.
When?
Several times. Most Halloweens I get egged.
I've done it on the show.
Listen, I think it's...
I'm not in real life.
I cannot endorse it whatsoever. I'm not an egger, but I've been egged. Oh, Mills, you're asking for it. Most celebrities have been egged at some point,
I know.
They?
A lot of politicians used to be egged, yeah. But I don't think that... Does that still happen, or...?
You're not divisive enough. That's the problem.
Hello.
It's because you sit on the fence so much. No one's going to egg you.
What did you do to be egged?
Just Halloween. Just me.
But hang on, this is your house. This isn't you being egged personally. Like, they're not throwing it at you. They're throwing it at your house.
Sometimes it happens if you don't answer the door at Halloween, people do it.
Now, I get that, but I've not been actually egged in the face by somebody, like off of politicians.
One Halloween, I was in the window above my parents' front door to try wreak revenge with a bag of flour. But I could never find the right person to do it to. No, it wasn't going to be... No, it was my house. I was protecting my own castle. Well, my parents' castle.
Oh, we've got a castle, have they?
No, they
Is
haven't.
That where you have the duck and goose eggs?
I can't believe you haven't been egged.
No.
Can I egg you?
No. We did it. We used to do a thing on the show where it's like, oh, some of them are hard-boiled and some of them are not, and then you crack it on your head.
Uh-oh.
It was a while back. Well, I'm really sorry to hear about this egging.
It's okay, thanks for your sympathy.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen again.
What's the phrase?
Know,
you've got
either.
To crack a few eggs to make a few omelettes. It's like, you know, when someone gets dumped,
no.
People tell you that phrase. Well, you've got to crack a few eggs to make an omelette. Have I used that right?
I've never heard that.
Can't make an omelette without cracking eggs.
Right. And what's that got to do with breaking up with someone?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
No, I've used it wrong then. It is a phrase though, Scott. Maybe say it next time meeting with a boss. Well, you've got to crack a few eggs. Make an omelette.
Right, well, good to speak to you. If it happens again, let me know.
Okay, will do. Okay. Thank you.
Hope it doesn't know, because that is actually a bit nasty.
It is, yeah. But I kind of want to be egged now.
Also, waste of egg.
You're asking for it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to egg you.
All right, no, you're not. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I've just remembered I have been egged.
Have you?
Yes, I was outside a pub. Years ago, I said it on the show at the time. I was sat on the corner, drive-by egging.
Because so many people want to egg you.
Okay, all right. I don't feel so left out now.
Scott Mills.
I can't believe how many people have been egged. This is, we were talking about this earlier, a girl that was in her flat with her boyfriend and just got egged in the window.
No real reason why.
No.
As you can understand. But she did have an open window.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's odd because it means someone must have been carrying the eggs and just thought, oh, open window up there.
This girl says, I was too a victim of an egg and run. I was visiting my now ex in Manchester, waiting for a bus. A car whizzed by and launched what were six extra large dinosaur eggs at me. Now, they don't have dinosaur eggs, do they?
Dinosaur eggs?
That's what she said. What do you mean? They were extra large? What do you mean by dinosaur eggs?
Radio 1.
Oh, by the way, update from yesterday, Chris, and for everyone else that missed it. You were off yesterday. Guess what? Welsh Sarah called back from Friday's show.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She's awesome.
This is the girl. She's so good. The girl that met an Irish man called Paddy, cliche, while watching the rugby. They had a few drinks. They had some special cuddles. And then she just spontaneously booked a flight to Ireland while she caught up. And not only is she definitely going to meet him in Ireland on Friday, she's decided that because she was unsure whether she was going to go or not, but she also remembered all the things they had in common, because when we first spoke on Friday, she couldn't remember. I was like, what have you got in common? She was like, oh, loads of things, but I can't remember. Things were hazy, but she did remember yesterday.
Rugby, because yes, we were both watching the match on the night out. Alcohol, because we were both enjoying a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And we're both patriotic, because we were both supporting our teams in the rugby. So I think that's the foundations of a fantastic relationship.
Okay.
What do you think?
So literally the things they were doing when they met, just to recap for you there, watching the rugby, drinking alcohol and being patriotic. I could have told her that on Friday. So we're going to call her back on Monday. Oh, no, we'll call her back on Friday first and give her a pep talk in the airport as she's about to fly to Ireland.
So it's happening.
Yeah, it's definitely happening. And then we'll speak to her on Monday's breakfast show, because we're in for Grimmyall next week, and we'll find out how the date went.
Scott Mills.
Wednesdays on this show, we like to remind you that you are actually halfway through the working week. We play a song called Bumbleo by Gypsy Kings and some stupid bits from our show. People love it.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
No, I'm afraid you lose 5 points. Collapsed in 1995 after unmonitored loss-making speculation by the futures dealer Nick Leeson.
Liverpool Hiscock.
Great name. I saw someone tweet this the other day. You are aware that on Investor Challenge, they're not actually on top of each other, aren't you?
It's a good point. We should discuss this later.
Okay.
Is there any evidence whatsoever? Was it duck or goose?
Definitely chicken.
Oh, chicken as well. Yeah.
What's that?
Sorry, that's not. Oh, that doesn't say anything about me.
Someone's doing well.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be like promoting the dictionary anyway, because like it is such an amazing like historical British thing, isn't it?
Yes, Gemma. Remember the ginger kid caught at the traffic light singing "Unwritten" by Natasha Bedingfield.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Billy.
No, I'm actually in the Honda Jazz.
Tina Dehealy.
Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
Bambaleo!
Come on then, hit me up, 81199. What are you saying today? Where are you doing it? Ross is in Scotland. Be more Pacific. Bumbling his moustache off. Hello, Mark. You can't believe they're not on top of each other in University Challenge. No, it's just it's an image.
But why do they put them on top of each other?
So you can
That's
see
weird.
Them all.
No, but you just zoom out.
Yeah, but they're not on top of each other. Yeah, but
not all shows where there's two teams are on top of each other.
Oh, it's their thing. Anyway, shut up. Natalie off of Bedford is bumbling her lovely chest up on the M1 somewhere.
And hello to Tanya, who's doing her first international bumbleo since moving away.
Whoop, whoop. And Bubs and Jim bumbleoing in Winchester.
Bumbleo.
In a brewery.
Yeah.
Great gap today, lads. Snorted milk out of my nose, laughing so hard while writing my horror novel. That's Kevin.
Whoa.
In Newton Abbey. It's an attractive image there, Kevin. Thanks. Hello, Ash, who says, I'm outside Frankie and Benny's in Cardiff. How's that for Pacific? Yeah, that's very Pacific. I like the detail. Bumbling my Honda Jazz off, says Lou off of Burnley. And Lucy off of Bolton, who's just been offered an interview for her dream job.
Yes.
Working with cats. So excited. Bumbleo gains at the gym, says Emily in Wivenhoe. Oh, hang on, we haven't got 40 of those.
Clap a bit.
I'll just do it.
It's all fine, love. 40 of those.
Few people on saying it's Pacific, not Pacific. I don't think you said it wrong, Scott.
Pacific, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Gary on the Isle of Wight. Dan and John in Stoke in their tile shop having a lovely time. As much as you can do with tiles. It's Pacific, not Pacific. That's what I said. Don't argue. Craig in Market Harborough. Alex in London. And Mark at Tesco's in Cardiff.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You know that game we did last week where we had three callers on and they all said they were naked but only one was and the other two lying? I've got another new twist on it which I think we could do just after three. If that's okay with you. I mean, you invented it.
But it was my game originally.
Yeah, but I've taken it and I'm going
to... keep it as your own now.
Do something new.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Kate.
Hi. You all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Sorry, I'm just a bit excited.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. You just finished a meeting, have you?
Yeah, boring meeting. But
Were you holding the meeting or were you the interviewee?
I was just sitting listening.
Okay, fair play.
Was it like big kind of business meeting?
Yeah, boring.
Boring. Are you on the way home?
Yeah, I am.
Bonus and
I'm not still in that meeting telling you how boring it is.
Yeah, can you imagine? It's really boring. Oh, they're all here. Okay, so who do you normally choose on the bangers?
I'm definitely 50-50. Sometimes
are you?
I go with you? Sometimes Chris.
What kind of music are you into?
Pretty much anything. So it's my oyster.
It's your oyster, yeah. You do what I do and hear like phrases for things, but then get them wrong.
Yeah, I did just get that wrong. Yeah, didn't I?
What is the phrase?
The world is my oyster.
Oh, I see. Right,
but it's she like, just claimed that I think bangers is her oyster.
Right, okay. Is that like one in the hand is two in the bush? Or
yeah,
it is?
Or two in the bush.
I never understood that.
Yeah, one in the hand, one in the bush. I think it is.
And here's what I've got for you today.
Why'd you choose this?
What do you mean, why? I'm allowed.
Oh, it's well good.
It's Sum 41 and In Too Deep. What a song.
Massive. Oh, this is so annoying because my banger choice today is really good. Any other day I'd want it, but I kind of want this now. But anyway, look, you can choose mine. It's this.
That.
Fedi LeGrand, Ida Kaur, Let Me Think About It.
I miss Ida Kaur.
Oh, do you know what? The thing is, they two very good bangers today.
Yes, it's good.
It's more choices for the other way around, I'd say. There you go. Listen, it's up to you, Kate.
We've given you two good ones today. Yeah,
you got predicament.
Tricky choice today.
But it's your oyster.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yes. Fine.
Happy with that, Chris?
I cannot wait to get involved to this.
Okay. Sum 41, In Too Deep, playing now on Radio 1.
The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling, we're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really
I went in really deep on our first day back together there. Sum 41, In Too Deep. I'm not sure that could be beaten, really.
That was so good. I love that.
Really good. I'm glad you're pleased with mine.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I know I should pretend not to like it because it's your choice and not mine, but honestly, what a tune.
Okay, bangers back tomorrow, 2:40. Good one today.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, England Innuendo Bingo is back tomorrow with Angela Scanlon, who presents Robot Wars. She was a lot of fun that day we did Robot Wars.
Mm.
I really like her.
Well, she was kind of a voice of support for us.
Yeah, she was. Because I was a bit nervous, but I love Scanlon. So she's on tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo. It's back at 1:45. Two people sit opposite each other, one being Chris, one being Angela, and they spit at some innuendos from the TV and radio that are funny.
But everyone's a bit ill at the moment.
I know, but it'll be fine. Maybe we have one of those masks. and the water will still come through enough. Do you want one? I can get
but
one.
It'll just go over myself, won't it?
Yeah, but if you're worried about Angela Scanlon getting ill, because she's a national treasure, we can't get her ill.
I just think I should be a gentleman.
Can you also, like, Angela Scanlon always wears a trouser suit. Can you wear one tomorrow as well?
Well, like a jumpsuit. Like a mechanic's sort of jumpsuit.
Yeah,
I'll try and get hold of one.
I like her in those, and I think I'd like you in one too. Tomorrow at 1:45, in your bingo with Angela Scanlon.
Scott Mills.
There is so much illness going around at the moment. I was off on Monday. Chris was off yesterday. Do we have the same thing?
If we do, it means you've given it to me. Gross. Also, how?
Well, I spend a lot of time with you in an air-conditioned studio. You're breathing my air.
Yeah, good point. Is it like being on a plane in this studio?
Yes.
Is it the same sort of thing?
Exactly the same.
Minging.
It is Ming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Matt Edmondson's been over there. They're dropping like flies. Everyone's going down with something.
Mm. But he's a sickly child, so I mean, it could have been anything with him.
So I thought today we could reinvent your game from last week. Do you remember when we had three callers on? They were all saying they were naked, but only one of them was.
Yeah. So you weren't sure about this game, but it's a good game.
I really enjoyed it. So today I thought we could get three ill people on, okay? So three people who are off sick today. Well, that's what they're going to tell us anyway, but only one of them is telling the truth. The other two are fakers. Keen?
I'm keen, yes.
Sorry, I've just kind of taken your game and run with it there.
No, it's your game now.
Okay, let's speak to our three callers, all of them claiming to be ill. Only one of them is off sick today from work. We've got to work out which one is which.
I really like this because it's like being a boss. This is a great topic.
Yeah.
Because bosses everywhere must get these calls and have to try and work out who's ill and who's not. Two of them are not.
So, line one, who are you, please?
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm from Maidenhead and I'm off sick from work today.
Laura, are you feeling rubbish today?
Absolutely horrendous.
Okay, wait there. I'll speak to you in a minute. Line two, who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm from London. Oh. And today I'm really ill.
Oh, no.
So rough.
I'm so rough. I didn't even have to convince my boss too much this morning. She was like, do not come in. I'm a receptionist. We don't want everybody getting ill.
Oh, no. Yeah, so they're telling you to stay away.
Please stay away. I think I got it from a client yesterday.
Amazing.
Oh, more on this in a bit.
Very friendly with the clients. And line three, who do we have?
Hi, I'm Stacey. I'm from Edinburgh and I am off work sick today.
Oh, love. Anything I can do?
I mean, you could clean out a sick bucket if you really wanted to.
I'm all right, thanks. I said it before you.
Right then, so I think they all sound ill. this
they do.
So where should we start,
oh,
Scott?
Wow, okay.
Should we go for line one?
Yeah, let's go for Laura on line one. Laura, when did this illness come on?
This morning. It is the worst thing ever and it's so embarrassing. I had a celebratory dinner last night with my boyfriend. We've been together for 6 months and so we were like, oh, let's just have like a really chill evening or have a nice curry.
I love people that have anniversaries for 6 months. Not a thing. But, cute.
Yeah, good point. Did he care about the 6 month anniversary or did you sort of force it on him?
Well, it's the longest relationship that either of us have managed to hold down. So that's why it was quite special for us.
Actually, right, okay, I take it back. That is worth a celebration.
Thank you. Thank
so you had
you
a curry.
Much.
What did you have?
I had a vindaloo.
Vindaloo.
But yeah, I don't think that my vindaloo was cooked properly.
Oh, what really? Was it? Chicken and prawn?
Chicken.
Right.
And this morning I went for a run like before work. That's what I like to do every day. And I had to cut my run short.
Oh, hon.
Because things were happening.
Oh, God.
Down there.
Oh, so, not a Paula Radcliffe situation.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Running is really going to bring it on, I'm afraid.
Did you get back home?
I did. I had to walk and squeeze and just hope and pray that
nothing...
Oh,
we've all been there.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Horrible. Okay, thank you, Laura in Maidenhead. Let's move on to Nick on...
Hello.
Oh, Nick.
I know, I'm the worst.
Line two.
Imagine if I was on the phone.
Line two from London.
You got close to a client.
Yeah.
Not like that. I shook his hand and he was coughing and I think that must have been what it was.
Do they come on that quick?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to make an admission. I had all the wines last night outside because I thought it was really, really hot. You know, that fake summer that we had.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I definitely spent 5 hours in the cold drinking wine, and I think that maybe hasn't helped things.
What you've done what you've done there is a classic British thing where the temperature went above 12 degrees and you thought it was summer because the sun was out.
I didn't think it's a cold. I've had all the red chips. I've had the strepsils. My voice hurts so much.
Yes, it is going a bit.
And what clothes are you wearing right now?
Currently, I'm in my PJs.
Okay.
I'm snuggled in bed.
Okay, thanks, Nick. And now let's move on to Stacey on line 3. Hello, ill person.
Hi.
So, what are your symptoms?
I feel really stupid admitting this now. So, I bought a steak pie from the Reduced Ale out of Wasda's last night for dinner, and I thought, okay, that'll do.
And, I love that. I love when the Reduced comes on. Do you?
Yeah, I know. It was
so
good. Everybody was kind of piling on. I had to kind of elbow a few people out of the way.
And what time did that happen?
I mean, this is the worst of it. I was actually on a day off yesterday, so I'm kind of concerned that my work think I've just went on a mad one, and I'm off sick today. But so I bought this dinner, and then I went to cinema, and my boyfriend actually made it for me coming in, and I just think it didn't agree with me, although it did have yesterday's date on it. But I woke up during the night, projectile vomit everywhere.
This is minging.
Are you narrowing it down to the pie that did it?
The thing is my boyfriend actually had it and he's okay.
Right, that's
so
weird.
I don't know, yeah, but I just don't feel great. It's the last thing that I eat.
Okay, I think we've heard enough, Chris. I think we need to deliberate, which we'll do during the course of this next song. So, who is the ill person from these three? Is it Laura from Maidenhead, who went for an ill-advised run this morning? Is it Nick from London, who shook hands with a client yesterday and thinks she caught something from him? Or is it Stacey from Edinburgh, who had a reduced, dodgy supermarket pie? Let us know what you think on 81199. Who is the genuine ill person here?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So we've got Michaela in Bedford, who says, the pie lady, Stacey, is the real ill for sure. The partner eating the same pie and being fine is far too clever to make up and still be a lie. Definitely Nick, says David. Really, really good sick voice. I think it's true. One is ill, three is a blatant lie. The pie girl. See, everyone's got a different opinion. Like, there's no one person that people are saying is the one.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we've got three people on the line. They're all claiming to be ill. Only one of them is. And now we need to work out which one is actually sick today. So, first of all, Chris, we've got Laura from Maidenhead. Says she had a curry last night. I'm not buying the vindaloo thing. No one actually orders a vindaloo. It's just the kind of thing people go when they're like, oh, I'm ill, I had a vindaloo.
Also, she's claiming that she went for a run this morning, then contacted the bot. There's too much going on this morning.
I agree. And also, she would have already felt ill, too ill to go for a run, if it was like food poisoning from the curry, right?
The timings are too tight.
I don't think it's her. Then we've got Nick. Now, she says that she shook hands with a client yesterday and she thinks she got it off him. I'm not sure colds can come on that quickly, but she does have a very convincing ill voice.
She does, which is something Laura doesn't have, which actually made me think Laura might be telling the truth just because no ill voice.
What do you think Nick might be putting on the ill voice too much?
Quickly, can I have a quick word with Laura? I just want to hear her voice again.
Mm. Hello, Laura.
Hi, guys.
Oi, are you ill?
I am ill.
See what I mean?
Great last minute tactic there, Chris.
It's not
Hello, are you ill?
It's not a good ill voice.
Right. Whereas Nick, hi Nick.
Hi.
Oh, listen to it, see? Now, Stacey and her pie. I don't know, because her boyfriend is fine and he ate the same as her. However, Scottish person around with the reduced aisle, very believable.
Oh, what?
So I don't know what to... That's fine, some of my best friends are Scottish.
She did say she had a sick bucket as well. I don't really think anyone has a sick bucket.
Oh,
which
I
makes
think
me think
do.
She's lying.
No, I don't know.
Well, have a sick bucket, do you?
I have done, yeah.
I don't even think I've got a bucket.
Everyone has a bucket.
No, you have. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
God, we're not all as privileged as you.
I've
got a bucket to be sick into.
Buckets are about, not very much money. Get one.
Ooh, sick bucket.
Get one.
No.
What are you on about? Everyone's got a bucket.
No, the reality is if you're ill, you use a bin. So I think Stacey's lying.
No, you don't. That's disgusting.
Well, it's true.
You're sick in the bin.
Yes, yeah. I'll have a go-to bin, put a different bag in it, that kind of thing. So I personally think Stacey's lying. So then you've got to decide who's real out of Laura and Nick. What's your views? Laura doesn't have an ill voice, which makes me think that could be real.
Yeah. And Nick's voice is quite full-on illness. Okay, I think I know which one to say.
Go on.
I think, and let me know if you agree, and we'll go for it. Laura from Maidenhead is the ill one, the one without the sick voice.
I think Laura in Maidenhead's the ill.
Laura, are you genuinely ill today?
No, I'm not.
Oh, rubbish!
You're lying.
Yep, I was lying.
Rubbish.
So
okay.
What are you doing at the moment?
I'm actually just sat looking at things for my final recital at uni.
Oh, fine. Okay. It's good to hear you well.
Thanks, yeah, feeling absolutely fresh.
You were so good.
You're a liar.
Thanks, I'm quite a good actress, I have been told, you know.
So we got the other two left. Sick person, please reveal yourself.
Me, from Edinburgh.
Stacey.
Yes.
With a dodgy pie.
With a dodgy pie.
Oh, no.
Legit.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I'm sorry I don't have a sick voice, but no joke, I have genuinely tried to keep down barf like 3 times in this whole conversation.
Oh, okay, good. Gross.
Now I know that you're the real one, it all makes it even more minging than before.
Yep.
Do you think it's a one-dayer, two-dayer?
I mean, I really hope it's a one-dayer. I don't cope with this very well at all. Oh. I'm very needy right now.
Oh, listen, okay, hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Nick, I've got to say, fantastic ill voice and amazing liar.
Thank you very much, I'm actually fine.
Listen to her, she's fine now.
Completely better.
You are so good. Right, thanks everyone for playing.
Scott Mills.
Here's where James TW is listening in the world today. He's so international. Now on the sofa in Warwick listening. Thanks for tweeting, James. Yeah. Oh, yesterday Singapore, today on his sofa in Warwick. Where will he be tomorrow listening to his own song being played on Radio 1? It's really good, that. James TW and X. So I'm supporting Ollie Murs on Friday and Saturday night, doing a DJ set before Murs comes on stage at the O2.
Funny one, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Saying that you're supporting an artist at the O2.
Well, I am.
Well, yeah, it's, yeah, okay.
And we're playing Ollie Murs next. Some of the much smaller gigs, they're getting some local DJs to do the warm-up.
Yeah.
Some chancer at the BIC in Birmingham. No, in Bournemouth last night, called Steve Power. Throwing some shade in my direction, apparently,
on
stage.
Is that his real name?
I don't... What do you think? Well, don't throw shade at me. We're both doing the same thing, only mine's a much bigger deal.
And
Steve's on 102 The Pigeon. What is it? The Wave.
What's he said?
Oh, I don't know.
Just threw some shade.
Got some tweets about it last night. All right, Steve, come back to me when you've got a real name.
Scott Mills.
Right, so it's me against you today on Real or No Real. Are these real or fake news?
Justin Bieber is a wanted man in Rio de Janeiro.
He is popular.
No, I think they mean off of Criminals.
Oh, but okay.
Done something
fine.
Wrong.
Well, the thing is, there's different laws, obviously, in different countries, isn't there? So you might be doing something quite legitimately in one country, you go to another, it's really wrong.
Yeah. I mean...
No, without stating the obvious.
Yeah.
And if you're travelling as much as Bieber is,
yeah,
that can get confusing, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm definitely a criminal in some countries.
It's not something you should be saying, I'm sure of it.
No, it's just different. Like, it's like you said, it's different laws in different places.
You're a terrible lawyer. Can you imagine if you were a lawyer? What you want to say is, allegedly, I would be a criminal in some countries.
Okay, I'll go again.
Do you know what I mean?
Here we go.
Don't confirm it.
Allegedly, I'd be a criminal in some countries.
Yeah. What kind of level? Petty. Oh,
yeah.
Petty to medium.
Not to them. Anyway, so Justin Bieber, there he is. In Brazil, he's done something wrong. He's a wanted man. Mm. They've probably got posters of him at the airport. Who?
Well, I don't want to speculate over what Justin Bieber may have done.
Do they still have those wanted posters up?
I actually don't know. Yeah. It's a bit Western, isn't it?
What do you think he's done?
I don't want to speculate that because Bieber's got way more money than me and he will lawyer up.
Yes. I mean, he's quite litigious. He will, he'll go for you.
Yeah.
Then there will be no prisoners.
So obviously I don't want to, well, there might be.
Imagine if you got that lawyer's letter that day. Imagine if you got Chris Stark versus Justin Bieber. Game over.
It's kind of cool to get us sat down together in a sort of one-on-one situation.
It wouldn't get to that point, babes. It'd just be through solicitors.
Yeah, I'll just be dealing with solicitors. So, is he a wanted man in Rio de Janeiro? Well, I'm not going to speculate why. That's for other people to do. But I'm going to go real on this one.
Yeah, start. It's so bizarre that I'm also going to say real.
That one's real.
Oh, what's yes. he done? Okay, here we go. I've just got it here now.
Yeah?
Right.
Allegedly?
Yeah, Justin Bieber has been charged
allegedly.
with No, this is absolutely true. Okay. He has been charged with crimes against the city order and cultural heritage for vandalising the $23 million Hotel Nacional with two graffiti messages on his last visit to Rio, which read, "Beliebers for life" and "Respect privacy." Don't write "Beliebers for life." That's something that one of your fans are carving wood outside one of your gigs on a tree. Not you, you're the actual person.
Mm.
He is likely to get a fine, but the crime is punishable by up to a year in prison. But he won't get prison because he's Justin Bieber. True, right?
Well, again, he will lawyer up. That's what I would say to anyone who wants to get involved in this type of thing.
Okay, let's get one more fact, or is it?
The perfect time to go to the toilet on a flight is just as the drinks trolley is rolled out.
It's kind of obvious, isn't it?
No, but then you can't get past it, and that's really annoying.
Well, you get through the other side, potentially.
I never can.
The reason why this is the best time to go, this seems like a really logical reel or no reel to me, is it's, you know, if you wait to the last second before you have a drink, it's going to take longer until you need the toilet.
Right.
So this just seems like common sense to me.
I'm going to be honest with you, I like to play the waiting game on a plane.
What do you mean, the waiting game? You
just
with
leave
yourself?
It, leave it for as long as I possibly can. Because it's boring up there, isn't it? It's like...
Well, you treat it like a game.
Yeah, I do.
What, and just keep filling yourself up as well?
Yeah, I'll drink quite a bit, mostly water, obviously, because in the air.
Do you remember I wanted to do this on air, and someone said that we weren't allowed to do it, because health and safety. And I was saying that we both take on quite a lot of fluids, right?
Hang on, haven't we done this?
No, we work. I really wanted to
do it. I'm sure we've done it.
So it was one breakfast show, maybe. We were going to drink lots of coffee, lots of water, and whoever broke first loses. It was turned down.
I might have done it with someone else before you on the show, I think.
Really?
It could have been a Becky or a Laura.
Yeah, we all come and go, I guess, don't we?
I know. Yeah. Anyway, so plain toilets. Best time to go to the loo is just as the drinks trolley is rolled out.
Common sense. No, I'm going to go real.
No, I like to wait. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Okay, according to lifelong flight attendant Erica Roth, yep, the best time to visit the loo on a flight are just as the seatbelt signs are turned off and just as the drinks trolley is rolled out, as passengers are so desperate for a drink that they will just put off going to the toilet.
Scott Mills.
I was laughing a lot at my mate John the other night. You know John. John. You know John.
What kind of impression is that?
You know John.
Why are you doing the noise?
He always does that noise when you meet
him. I've never heard him do that.
He does.
John of Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. When does he ever make that noise?
Oh, hello! He does that a lot. You know he does.
Anyway, I've never heard of John.
Yeah, he does that. Anyway, he doesn't like that song because he thinks it's quite presumptuous of Katy Perry to tell him to turn it up because it's his favourite song. It's like, well, you might not be. Mm. Right, here's the next fact on Real or No Real.
The Mexican Tourist Board are so keen for people to visit their country, they have invented a cloud that rains tequila.
Yes, make it rain.
Awesome.
In my mouth. Where's that? How is this possible?
Well, I mean...
cloud?
I'm trying to go back to sort of basic science here in terms of stuff evaporates, goes into the cloud, you know, turns it, evaporates.
I don't do science.
And then it, you know, eventually all comes down as rain. And that sort of circle that we all learnt at some point.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that can be done with tequila. But I would have thought not.
I'm actually that keen on tequila, you know.
No?
No, I think it's weird.
In terms of the
it's
water
not a drink
cycle,
for fun, is it? Really?
What I'm saying is, can you turn it into a cloud? No, I don't think you can, because I think otherwise we would have alcoholic clouds already, wouldn't we?
Well, it might be some kind of mist thing or something they're creating. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what will be naff here is if this is just one of those sprays. You know, occasionally you get them in nightclubs and there's a spray.
Yeah.
Like off of gardening.
Yeah.
And they're claiming that's a cloud.
Yeah.
Just because they've sprayed it above your head.
Well, as you know, I'm real or no real. Sometimes the way they present the facts aren't often what they seem. So for that reason alone, I'm going to say that there is no tequila cloud. It can't be a cloud that rains tequila. No real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one's real.
Okay, they're just passing me the details. Do bear with. Okay, so it's an art exhibition in Berlin. But it really works. It's a tequila-based mist, oh, I told you mist, made by humidifiers that when you swipe a glass through, comes out filled with the drink. Well, that's quite clever. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 30, you got 10.
Did you make that up?
Yeah. I just miscounted on the last one because I was so kind of fascinated by the cloud.
Okay, so they're fake scores.
Are they fake scores?
Okay.
Can we go with those?
Yeah, fine, I don't know any different. Doesn't seem fair.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, and playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 is the lush Angela Scanlon. Scott Mills.